Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kurt Pate as we talk about expectations in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
One of the leading cattle handling experts in the country is Kurt Pate. Hails from Wyoming. He talks a lot about effective stockmanship. And he says one of the ways that you can succeed at effective stockmanship is to develop that relationship with your animals, helping them understand the expectations that you have of them.
That's the big key in this whole thing, training animals to do what we need them to do. Nobody thinks about riding a horse without training it. Most people won't take a dog out to a duck hunt or something where they haven't trained it. The thought and the concept for horses and dogs is always trainier, and the better trained they are, the better they work. But we don't think about training our cattle, the most important things that we have for making us money. We don't think about training them how to go up a chute on a truck, how to stand calmly in a pen, how to be sorted. If we can train them to do those things or get ready to do them, then this abuse stuff and the cattle handling, it all becomes a non-issue. Now we're looking at performance.
We also talk with Kurt about how we deal with some of these groups that don't like animal agriculture, period, no matter what we do.
Yep. So when I go into a bunch of cattle, I got to learn to read them. Or when I go to ride a horse, I've got to learn to read them. That tells me what to do. With people that are animal activists, I try to read them. If they're genuine and they really want what's best for animals, I'm going to go talk to them and I'm going to work with them. If they're simply there, if they're on the fight like a wild rodeo bull, I'm just going to get out of the pen and leave them alone because I can't, and I'm just going to not make any mistakes and I'm not going to waste my time on them. But if they really are for improving lives of animals, I'm there too. I think everybody that I know, not everybody in animal agriculture is that way. But the majority of us really want to do the right things for these animals and our environment.
Now, the day that Kurt Pate was at the newly named Tottishock Arena in Stillwater, he was talking about handling cattle on horseback, handling cattle on foot. We asked him what the differences are.
Horses are good transportation. If I'm outside or out in a big old pasture, I can just be a lot more mobile and transportable, and I don't get so tired. And, I think some animals, if they've been worked with horses, when you get them in a corral, if you continue working horseback, you don't have to make that transition period. The flight zone and all those things stay the same. But if your horses, cattle have only been worked horseback and you get them to the corral and you step off, you're going to have to spend some time acclimating those cattle to somebody on foot. So I like to have cattle where they work on foot, on horseback, all different things. Even I don't use four-wheelers myself or quads, but I know a lot of people do, and that's fine. We just got to be honest with our abilities. If you have a horse that's real handy and is real mobile and can do the things that you ask it to do, you can probably use it in the corral.
Cattle handling guru Kurt Pate. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.